Good morning, Winter Park High School Freshman Concert Band. My name is Gary Bottomley. I'll be one of your adjudicators for this year's MPA. You'll be playing Aces of the Air, Red River Valley, and folk songs from the British Isles. On the notes and rhythms and technical facility is coming across fine. You've been taught Mark Stahl. But I'm talking about the band sound. The upper voice is between clarinet, flute, trumpet sometimes. The sonority is, it lacks clarity. And what I'm hearing is that I'd like to hear the clarinet. I think the clarinets use a lot more air, get a full sound, and the flutes get into the clarinet sound, and then trumpet join in when you have it, that line with them. But I think the sound of the woodwinds is kind of backwards. I'd like to hear all woodwind sounds pretty much based off the clarinet sound. It's much more stable. Flutes get into that sound, and tune to that sound. Oboe into that as well. I think that would really clean up the sound, because you have some brass. They're much stronger sounds, and they're doing their sonority. But the woodwinds have to do the same type thing. And the woodwinds are younger sound than the brass. The brass are seem a bit heftier and older. Okay, nice style, nice preparation. The overall sonority could improve in that. And sonority is not a thing, it's a result of many things. Tone, pitch, balance, blend create sonority. And by working on, they're all interrelated. If you play in tone, you have a better chance playing in tune. You match sounds, have your tone sound just like your tone, and your tone sound just like your tone. And then when you have a flute and a clarinet play together, and they kind of blend to make a new sound, then you have sonority, and it's one to two people at a time, and that's how that takes care of itself. Right there's my example, and that march is faster, so you can't really necessarily hear it, but it's still there. And then the brass come in and quote, cover up the woodwind deficiencies, but they're not really covering them up. It's not as obvious to most ears, and it does help when you hear the tuba come in. Maybe it focuses in, but when you're standing alone, you can hear it. See, now you've got a counter melody in the flutes that is much louder than the melody, that if you didn't know the song, you wouldn't know they're playing the melody. The clarinets have the melody. It's a low register. I would have to be, like you're hissing, the air is so fast. You could feel it in the abdomen, and also when you put the tongue in the right position in the mouth. But the clarinet needed to be the mainstay of the woodwind sound. But you had to play out to do that. there you had that three things. Da-da-dee, da-da-dee, da-da-dee-da. I would play that with one, in one line. Da-da-dee, da-da-dee, da-da-dee-da. That phrasing's two kinds. One is where, you know, your typical, I don't breathe for approximately 16 counts. The other is to not put the wrong emphasis in the wrong syllable. Those things break the phrasing as much. And also will change pitch. Steady air. You keep the air going and pretend somebody else is playing with the fingers. You tend to count. Count sometimes and with your air. And a one and a two and a three. Don't count with your air. The air stays steady. You count in your head. And that would help some of the sound just as much as the is anything else I'm talking about. Blow through the high D trumpets. High D's and E's are flat, typically, and you need to blow through them, and it was a little flat, but you were getting there. You have a very nice sound on the trumpet. Air. Or mouthpiece in your mouth and get some fast air going. Very nice pitch there. Nice sound. As you go higher flutes, it's going to go sharper. You need to know the pitch tendencies of your instrument. Flutes, you know, as you go higher, you're going to go sharper. As you go lower, you're going to go flatter. And it's because of air. When you first started playing high notes, you thought you needed to blow your head off to get the high note out, whatever the high note was, probably middle F. And so, and it's not needed that way now. So just don't think of it in high notes. Just think of it as another pitch. And then, of course, if you blow too high when you're first starting out, the low notes won't go low. They'll be jump up. So we don't play as strong on the low notes. And it's really an embouchure thing, not necessarily the air speed. And but you know to do that and adjust. If it's going sharp, tip your head a little bit. If it's going flat, head up or tune out a little bit. And don't overblow or underblow. Sharp pitch, make sure the berry's getting into the tuba sound. Some horses in there, along with the young group, but some primarily talking to the younger ones. The horses in there, you're doing a good job. Faster air, woodwinds, and like some of the lower trumpets, when your trumpets are playing unison, you know, the younger ones get your third valve slide out on low D. Et cetera, et cetera. But big ear thing. You've got style, you've got notes, and you've got rhythms. You're doing all that. But the band Sonority has a long way to go to get to be a mature sound. And it'll get there. But it's a... I keep preaching it, but it is everything. How we sound is a big 99% about what we're doing. And I appreciate you playing today. Appreciate you being a band. And keep on giving on. Keep the tradition alive. Bye.